The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello, you over-excited little mince pies. I'm Andy.
And I'm Carrie.
And you're listening to a very special Christmas episode of...
Ask the Clever Grown-Ups!
Yes, it's Christmas and there's snow all around.
Actual likelihood of snow this Christmas, 200 to 1. Sorry, kids.
We're doing things a bit differently this episode. Instead of having children come in and ask us stuff...
We've asked you all to send in your most Christmassy questions for us to answer.
And our helpful elf, Dumplings, has been rummaging through the post...
No. We've talked about this, Andy. I am not going to be Dumplings.
Oh, come on. It's for the children.
No, I don't care about the stinking children. It is undignified.
What a joker you are, Dumplings.
I'm not Dumplings.
What a character.
I'm a grown man.
What, roll the tape, whatever that means.
My name is Mark Haynes. I am a grown man. I am not an elf.
Ooh, here we are, Carrie, in the Christmassy nincompoops grotto.
Look at the nincompoops grotto.
What a lovely grotto. What
is a grotto?
No idea.
Oh, but it's nice, though, isn't it?
Very Christmassy.
I like it.
And we've got our little helper elf, Dumplings.
Hello, Dumplings.
Hello, Dumplings.
Yes, hello, Carrie. Hello,
Yay,
Andy.
Hey, Dumplings.
Look at his little...
What's your name again?
My name is Mark Haynes. I'm a father of one.
Dumplings.
Just be nice. It's Christmas.
I'm trying to be nice,
just
Andy.
Say, well, yeah. Just say you're
Dumplings. He is being nicer than
demeaning.
Normal.
It's demeaning.
It's fun, Dumplings.
Yeah, Dumplings fun. With your little pointy shoes.
I'm sure Dumplings will be sort of full of all sorts of festive cheer as we go on. Anyway, Dumplings.
Cheer yourself up with some questions. Lay it on us, Dumplings.
Isla asks... Why are snowflakes so pretty?
Sorry, Dumplings. Hmm? Could you just say it with a bit more enthusiasm?
Can you say ho, ho, ho?
Ho, ho, ho.
There!
Isla asks, why Hi, are Isla. Snowflakes so pretty?
Oh, well, actually, if you go into them with a microscope, they're not very pretty at all. They look pretty from a certain magnification, but if you keep going, they look like, oh, that's a nice little pattern and stuff. But if you keep going further and further and further, the bigger the... Once you get to 1 million magnification, they're not pretty at all. They just look like a sort of a rat's face covered in intestines and bricks, just broken bricks. It looks like a building site where someone's just had a massive fight.
With a rat.
Yeah, extreme magnification.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. So it's very much that sort of thing of, you know, don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah,
and that whole, you know...
Don't
beautiful on the outside.
Yeah, horrifying like a snowflake
on the inside.
Yeah, but they look really nice.
Yeah.
When they're falling from the sky, put them on your tongue. They look really
nice. Yeah,
don't
put them on your tongue. It's rats and intestines and bricks.
Yeah, well, they're horrible. Up close. I mean, really up close. They're vile.
George, age 6, wants to know, why is Santa so fat?
Hey, George.
Hi, George.
He is fat, isn't he? Yes.
Massive, massive, massive Santa. It's because...
Sadly, he's got... He can't tolerate gluten. So when he eats all those mince pies that everybody kindly, they think, leave out for him, it swells his belly up something rotten.
Yeah, it really, really messes with his system.
He's not really fat. He gets bloated.
It's bloated. It's mostly gas.
Allergic reactions.
Which is why he has to come down the chimney, because he's hoping there might be a fire on that will burn off some of the gas that's bloating him.
So not so much fat, just gassy and
discomfort. Yeah, it's not fat. It's a sad tale.
It's a symptom of
a modern society in which we're much more susceptible to allergies.
Gluten intolerance, celiac disease.
Is
lactose intolerance.
That milk's no good for him either. And the sherry doesn't...
No,
doesn't
no,
go
he's
well
got a terrible alcohol intolerance.
Mm, mm, mm.
What should you be leaving Santa to eat on Christmas Eve?
Hedgehog food, mainly.
Mm, mm. Leaves.
Yeah.
Acorns.
Zach and Jude ask, how were baubles invented?
Oh,
that's a great question.
Yes.
Now, baubles were originally robins. Robins are the offspring of Santa. So they have a gluten intolerance. So when they eat seeds, particularly your wheat and your barley seeds, they're the ones with gluten, kids, then they sort of blow up. Not like explodey blow up, but sort of inflatey blow up.
A robin's pecking around, bobbing along, if you will.
There you go.
Right, and he'll find a seed.
Yeah, he'll find a seed.
He'll have a little scoff.
He'll go, oh, hello, that looks nice.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have a bit of that.
I'm going to be the seed.
Okay. Ooh, look, it's a delicious seed.
Oh, no, it's a big robin.
Shush, seed, you're my lunch.
Oh, no, here it goes. Here comes the beater.
And then, yeah, done. Right.
So then the seed gets eaten.
Yeah.
Next thing, goes into the robin's digestive tract. What next?
And then it goes through the, straight through the stomach. Into the small intestine. Mm. But they produce a lot of gas, as we found with Santa, when they try and break down your wheat or your barley. Mm. And so the robin slowly, quite slowly, just inflates.
Would it sound like this? That's a chicken.
That's a chicken watching it happen.
Oh, right. Okay.
But the robin sort of goes.
And then, all in luck, suddenly he's a sphere, yeah?
Yes, suddenly he's a sphere. And his beak flips up to the top of his head and turns into a little wire.
Wow.
That you can then hook onto a tree.
Where do his feet disappear to?
They just get sucked up.
Oh, right. I see. Into the bauble shape.
Yeah, just in case he needs them later.
Harry, age 11, wants to know, why are elves so small?
Oh, dumplings.
I think that's a question for you, dumplings.
Yes, why are elves so small?
Yeah, why are you so tiny?
I am 6 foot one. I weigh 18 stone.
Play along, dumplings.
Then why do you look so small?
Yeah.
Why are they so small? They're small because they're underfed. But being an elf is no laughing matter.
Yeah. Right, well, try and turn it around with your dumplings. You're bringing it down.
Yeah.
They're small because they're so full of joy.
That makes them small, because they're big with joy. Makes them small.
Yeah.
And joy, what is joy, like an aura?
No one knows.
Okay.
Is this what you want?
It's not exactly, no, to be fair. But thanks for having a go, dumplings.
Yeah, thanks, dumplings.
Would you like another question for Christmas?
Yes, dumplings.
Yeah, go on, dumplings.
Joseph asks, why doesn't Santa give you eggs for presents at Christmas?
Well, you need to ask for them. If that's what you want.
Yeah. He doesn't give them because people don't say, dear Santa, this Christmas I would like a toy gun and a ballerina thing and some eggs.
Yeah.
It's never been asked for in the history of Christmas. No child has ever asked for eggs egg.
As I said, can I have Nintendo Switch, pair of trainers,
plastic castle,
and half a dozen Beresford Browns, please.
Dear Father Christmas, I would like some sweets and BMX and some
eggs. And an omelette.
An omelette. It's never happened.
Never happened.
Who asked us for that one again?
That was Joseph.
That was Joseph. Joseph, if you want eggs from Santa, ask for eggs,
mate. Yeah, just ask for him. Yeah.
But he'll be astonished.
Yeah. But make sure they're hard-boiled because, you don't want them at the bottom of your stocking getting all smashed up.
No, but Santa wouldn't do that. He'd put them... He's not.
I don't know that... He puts the tangerine at the bottom and that's squashable.
That's tradition. You don't know... Just because he puts the tangerine there, you don't know where he put an egg.
Sybil asks, why does it have to be reindeers?
They, when Santa was first born, coming out of the face of a fox, they wouldn't have had cars or aeroplanes in those days, so he would have had to find something to put the petrol into to make it fly.
And most things don't like petrol.
No, but a reindeer...
They don't enjoy the taste.
A reindeer can be fooled into drinking petrol. So you put a little bowl out and you put a big arrow on it saying reindeer food. And the reindeer comes along, chuck a couple of bits of gravel in there so that it looks like, ooh, something to crunch on. And it'll come along and he'll eat all the gravel, the lovely gravel.
Oh, delicious.
And at the same time, accidentally fueling himself up for Santa's nefarious flying purposes.
He's clever, isn't he?
He's very clever. So I suppose the answer is that you can't fool a squirrel into drinking enough petrol to get airborne. But a reindeer is an absolute piece of cake.
Oh.
They're very gullible, reindeer.
They are very gullible. They're not stupid.
They're not stupid.
But they are gullible.
Shanna, age 9, asks, what does Mrs. Claus do when Santa is out?
Everything. Oh. She's a woman. She does everything. Santa goes off, gets the glory, works one night a year. One night. She's at home. She's cooking. She's cleaning. She's got a part-time job as well. She's bringing up the elves. And Santa goes off and everyone's going, oh, wow, Santa Claus is great. Oh,
yeah, I'm so
I
cool.
I hear he's married. I don't know. And there she is, making sure that he's able to go and work one night a year. And get all the glory.
Where is her part-time job, by the way?
It's at Asda.
George and Isla ask, are Christmas stockings just giants' big socks?
They actually originated in the 12th century with the advent of the giants of the wastelands. The giants of the wastelands were incredibly enormous people from the north who, you know, when the glaciers in the Ice Age comes along and then eventually many millions of years later they retreated.
Yep.
What they left behind was the remnants of the ice, which these giant, enormous people lying around totally nude on the wastelands of the north.
Oh.
Yes. They wake up, they go, oh, we were in suspended animation because of the ice.
And now our feet are cold.
Now our feet are and everything else, to be honest.
Well.
So the first thing is, as the myths of the Norse people say, that they cut down all the trees and they made clothes for themselves out of the pine needles and the green leaves.
Was that not a bit itchy?
A bit itchy, but it's still preferable to walking around like giant nudies. And then
speak for yourself.
They'd cut down all the trees in the forest.
Oh.
But do you know what they hadn't thought about? Their feet. They hadn't left enough trees for the feet. So they were forced to think, what can we do for socks now instead? Oh, I know. We'll go into the sea and we'll find the biggest whales we can. And they reached into the sea with their gigantic long fingers and they grabbed up about 30 whales. 30 whales would make one sock for one of these people. So what they
did—that's enormous.
It's enormous, and these were quite large whales to begin with. So just think about it. And they get the whales, and they squeeze the whale, and the whale goes ploimp, leaving just the skin behind in their hand. And they stitched all the whales together using, guess what?
What
massive? You know all those trees they cut down? They get all the trunks and they sharpen them to make giant knitting needles.
Oh, okay.
You know, they sew the whale skins together and they put them on their feet. Also, there's about 1,000 of these giants I've just remembered, and so over time, the socks themselves have replicated and become smaller, and they go over the fireplace.
And that's why Christmas smells a bit funny. It's giants' feet and whales.
Yeah, the worst combination possible.
Yeah, it's
absolute niff.
Elizabeth asks, why do you burn your Christmas pudding?
Well,
because you're not cooking it properly.
Yeah.
I think you probably need to just leave it in the oven a bit less. Why do you burn yours?
Burn anything if you try hard enough.
Personal question, exactly.
One year my mum burnt the turkey, one year my dad burnt the house down.
Yep.
It's horrible.
I think Elizabeth might be referring to the practice of pouring brandy over the pudding and then setting it alight.
Oh, do you, dumplings?
Oh, really, dumplings? Oh, right. Then,
fine.
Brainiac.
Okay, well, why don't you tell us why
dumplings.
Dumplings.
Go on.
I believe.
No, that's wrong. You don't know dumplings. You don't even know. Shut up. You're just here to ask the questions. And if you can't ask them respectfully, then don't ask them. Sorry, dumplings.
Sorry, ignore him. Answer the question again.
I think it's...
No! Dumplings, stop it!
Idiot!
Stop talking! You know what you're talking about? You're tiny and you're 6'1" at the same time. What's that about?
You've risen above your station, dumplings. Are you proud of yourself?
No.
Good.
Nor are we.
Bella, age 9, says, how does Santa make his naughty and nice list?
I heard, and this is really upsetting, by the way, he just puts everybody's name into a massive tombola ball and pulls them out at random. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter how good you've been or how naughty you've been. You can end up on either list.
So you might as well be really, really naughty.
Yeah, it doesn't make
all
any
the time
difference.
Not listen to your parents, but listen at school, muck about.
Yeah, you might as well.
By
the way, I heard that every 1 in 10, he takes up the name and just throws it into the wind as well. So you don't get anything anyway.
Miller asks, what type of money does Santa use?
Ah, he...
Ooh. Ah, he, right.
Weirdly, he uses a South African rand.
The following question is from the young children. That's a surname. I don't know how old they are.
All right, dumplings.
Why do elves have such big ears?
Well, dumplings.
Wow, now, dumplings,
it looks
right.
It looks like, play along. Mark, dumplings. Yeah. It looks like another question for our resident elf.
Elf? Dumplings!
The elf.
First off, are you an Indian or an African elf?
I come from the South Pole. That's what you told me to say.
South
Pole?
Where?
Penguin.
I'm sure it said South on the paper.
No, it doesn't. You're spoiling it again, and not for the first time. It's not the South Pole.
Where is it?
It literally couldn't be further.
Yeah, I mean, it couldn't, yeah, and still be on the planet.
It's the North. Yeah, thank you, Karen.
Yeah, I was just...
All right. It's the North. I'm not sure who I'm angrier at right now.
Yes, annoying, isn't it?
It is. It's North.
North
Pole.
North Pole.
Where are you from, dumplings?
I'm from the North Pole.
Right.
Don't say it like the North Pole, like we've just been. Just say the North Pole. Don't like we.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like you've got it wrong.
You've got
the
it wrong.
The North Pole.
Oh, really? What do you do in the North Pole for fun, dumplings?
I just make toys. Okay,
that's good.
Is that why you need big ears?
Yes.
And why do you have big ears? Why do all the elves have massive ears?
Because we need to know what we're making. They tell us once.
So it means you can pick up the information?
Yeah. It's like human ears.
Uh-huh.
They're just elves' ears.
And they don't keep you cool or anything?
Could you put some more invention into this answer, please, dumplings? You can't just say it's the same as normal ears.
Yeah, that's not how this podcast works.
Why are they so big, though? Why are they so big? Your ears are so massive, dumplings, because I can barely move for them.
The foreman is just an elf, and he's very small. And like all small people, he has a small voice. So we need the big ears for him to tell us what the toys are that we've got to make. And we've got a lot of toys to make. Because there's a lot of children on Earth, and Christmas is really just round the corner.
Thank you. Was that hard?
Is it because of your hearing that you're a bit grumpy?
I'm grumpy because I'm an elf, and there's a lot of work to do.
Or at least he's getting into it now.
Dan asks, how does Santa offset his carbon footprint?
Oh, well, the truth is, he hasn't really got a carbon footprint because it's all in the air. It's only when the reindeers land...
Yeah.
And so when they land, as they're coming in, he quickly just puts down a little carpet so that when they land, the carbon doesn't get on the snow. I think I understand the concept.
Yeah, that sounds right to me.
Sounds about right.
The next question is from a boy called Anthony Plum.
Anthony Plum's written in. That's exciting.
That is lovely. He's bursting with questions.
He really is. And finally, he's getting one on the show. This is really exciting. Right. What does Anthony Plum say?
Quite shy.
What's his question?
It's just a blank piece of paper.
He's just...
He's even shy on paper. He's just a bit shy on paper.
Well, that's a shame.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, Anthony Plum. Or should we say it this time of year? Anthony Plum Pudding.
No, we shouldn't.
Livia and Wilfred ask, what are the Northern Lights made of?
Oh, it's such a good question.
It's a great question.
Brilliant question.
Really brilliant
Hardly
question.
Hardly anybody knows.
No, no one knows, but we found out. Yeah, we worked it out. So it's good you're asking us, because if you'd ask anyone else in the world, they'd have no idea.
Yeah, but we know.
Yeah. What was the question?
What are the Northern Lights made of?
It's amazing. When you find out the answer eventually.
Yeah, it's going to blow your... mind.
It's not what you'd expect, though.
It's not what you'd expect.
A lot of people think just light molecules. No, we found out the truth.
No, it's not little molecules of light. That'd be insane.
Or waves of light.
It's too obvious.
It's nothing to do. It's neither of those things.
It's not molecules. It's not waves.
The answer is incredible.
Yeah.
It's amazing. But it's when you find out.
When you find it changes your life.
You're just going to be
your
like,
entire perspective
like what?
On the world. Just whoa.
I can't believe Andy and Carrie told us what
all
it's
change.
Made of.
All change.
Like, oh my goodness, I knew nothing.
Yeah.
It doesn't just change what I know about the Northern Lights. It changes what
I think about everything.
And myself.
Myself. I have a deeper understanding of who I am, who you are, how dumplings is,
a different
why
person.
He's like that.
This is extraordinary, you'll think. When you find out.
Incredible. Next question.
Oh, gosh.
Tabitha asks, what happens if Santa gets stuck in a chimney?
Oh, if Santa gets stuck, all the little children come around with the sticks and they play Santa Pinata. Hooray! Hooray! Yeah! And eventually they smash the children and all the sweets come out of Santa. And the body of Santa, this horrible skin, goes... flies off back to the North Pole to regenerate as Godzilla Santa.
That is true.
Tristan and Ethan ask, what do they eat in the North Pole?
Well, you can tell us that one, can't you, dumplings? What do you eat?
Yeah.
This morning?
Yes.
I had toast with some jam.
In the North Pole?
I don't live in the North Pole.
Oh, God, dumplings!
Oh.
Live in Hendon.
Dumpling? What kind of jam?
Forget it. He's blown it. You can't just say Hendon and keep the Christmas magic alive.
I don't think you'd be able to spread jam in the North Pole. I think he's talking rubbish.
Well, it doesn't really matter.
I think
it'd
freeze.
I think it would
be
too.
Like getting and the butter you put on before the jam, getting that straight out of the fridge, impossible.
At least if he'd said, oh, I would like to have jam in the North Pole, but it freezes. There's a story, but he can't just say I had it in Hendon. He's already ruined it anyway. It's good that you're trying to pick up the magic again.
I think someone needs to make the effort, don't they?
I don't want to lie to the children.
You're playing a
role. It's acting. Right. It's not lying. Already... It's acting.
I had some fish in the North Pole where I live.
Great. What type of fish?
Yeah. Sort of black fish.
Black fish.
Oh.
How big?
I don't know what fish they have in the North Pole.
No, you don't. But don't say that. Just say we've got magical fish. We've got magical fish in the North Pole.
Christmas
and
fish.
We got
the magical fish
It's too late.
Santa gave me a magical fish and I ate it.
This is literally the first time I've even heard you use the word Santa outside of when you've been reading one of the questions. You haven't brought the part to life, dumpling.
Santa gave me a black fish and I ate it.
No one believes you.
And it made me really happy.
Now you're just dumplings, the grumpy elf from the end of the Northern Line.
You can't say Hendon first and then quickly come out. You've already ruined it.
You've ruined my Christmas.
I'm surprised you even know the meaning of the word.
I'm very hurt.
Well, think about the children you've hurt who've been listening to this. And they wanted a Christmas elf and it's just...
And instead, they've got the most aggressive Christmas special any podcast has ever made.
Well, you've ruined it. There's going to be so many crying children around the world.
I hope all the boys and girls have a wonderful Christmas.
You don't sound like you do.
Well, there you go. I hope that's answered all your Christmassy questions and you're now sitting back stuffed and full of knowledge like a greedy dog who managed to get into the larder on Christmas Eve and ruined it for everyone by eating whatever flipping scoffs he could find.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
From me, Professor Carrie Quinlan, Head of Comparative Religion at Santa's North Pole Academy for Good Little Boys and Girls.
And me, Dr. Andy Stanton, Head of Sugarcane Research and Diabetes Studies.
And me, Mark Haynes.
Dumplings the Elf!
Dumplings the Elf.
Yeah, you've been listening to
Ask the Clever Grown-Ups!
Ask the Nincompoops was produced by Sam Day and is a Great Big Owl production.
Merry Christmas, you nibbleheads! Bye!
GreatBigOwl.com